Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
All right, man. It's time.
It's time. Are we ready for the list?
The list.
So
we all made this list earlier. Just hit around. Maybe got a little too high.
Well, you making know, this list. We did get too high because we only made half the list.
The Weedsman Podcast, every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise.
Hey, what's going on?
What are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
Christopher Media presents a Weedsman Podcast production. It's time for The Nugget.
Whoop-de-doo, what does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit into Friday's show you'll find here.
Okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
A little bit of reefer I smell on your boy.
What'd that mean?
Please, give me my weed, all right?
What is alien technology?
What?
They actually say that the alien dog is a alien cross between chem dog and alien technology.
This is for alien OG?
For alien dog.
Outer space is coming to Compton. Alien OG. What up, dog? Take me to your leader.
This is some good shit.
Steps off, holding his ray gun sideways.
May I smoke some more? Hit this bunt.
That's the whole plot is them trying to keep him high so that he doesn't freak out and like summon the rest of his species to come wipe out the planet.
Yeah.
Compton's the world's last chance for survival against the alien OG.
Man, we ain't got no guns and knives that'll work against these motherfuckers. We're going to have to smoke them out.
Yep. Just keep them dazed, man.
Hit this
till he can't even remember what species he is. Yeah, and they integrate him with marijuana, and then they take him to get tattooed. That's where he gets the thug life tattoo on
his
stomach.
Call Will Smith. He'll take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith is Alien OG.
Starring Ving Rhames.
That's racist.
Mario. What is it? Mike Epps. Tay Diggs.
Yeah.
This guy goes to the dog.
And what
Rob's list of
Gabrielle
black people
Union.
He knows.
Hey, don't forget Michael Rapaport. You need a white guy.
Oh, yeah. Our token.
He's
Michael
an honorary
Rapaport.
Black. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He's the blackest white man I've ever seen.
That is true, too.
How'd he get that title?
Basketball. I don't know. Have you ever heard him talk?
Yeah.
Like, as himself?
You know what?
I love Michael Rapaport.
It's probably from beautiful
girls.
New York.
My next girlfriend, 6 foot tall, model.
Model.
That's where it's at.
From New York.
I'm only dating models from here on out.
I see guys like that all the time. He's from New York.
He proposes to her.
Oh, yeah.
The fuck is that? It's brown. It's the newest thing. Just take the fucking ring. Oh, that's romantic.
Damn, you really do like that.
Oh, I've seen it numerous times. And Michael Rapaport is like my favorite thing about it. When he's plowing her driveway, but he's shoving all the snow into the garage door.
Oh, yeah.
Just basically buries her garage. I'm just going to not... Like, I am... Actually, pretty fucking stoned from that joint.
Yeah.
What was that joint that we smoked?
The house mix from the green room.
House mix, man. Always get you fucked up. It's like doing that move where you go around at the end of the night and drink everybody's drinks that they left.
I used to kick that guy all the time.
The people that you're with.
Oh, okay.
You know, you know them. At least the first couple, and by that point, you don't give a fuck anymore. You just keep wandering around. Is that a Jack and Coke? Oh, it's a diet!
You know, it's a house mix.
Boobs. That's all I see on that is boobs.
Yeah, boobs.
I have fake ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Jacked all
night long. That's a deep groove right there.
It is called the Deep House Mix.
Deep groove. Yeah.
That's the word.
Sounds like a weak version of Detroit Techno 30 years ago. Shit. 30 years.
There you go. So give it up for the house mix.
It's been a while now since we've experienced techno music being integrated into pop music, right? And
sure, that's coming around again.
Well, no, it's still going on.
Oh yeah.
If you listen to any popular music on the radio, it seemed to go. I think there's kind of a dubstep backlash right now, right? Because everything went dubstep for a minute. Everything had to get super crazy.
Yeah, right.
Now it's all real simple. Real simple. Real simple. Like straight disco beats, nice housey grooves.
Nothing too it's technical. Not
bad. I mean, the songs are still shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, most
they're just
music.
They're just mellowing out a lot more.
I didn't realize, like, out here right now, you know that DJ music? DJ music? DJ music?
Somebody really, like, remixed this.
Yes.
It gets better, dude.
Oh my god. It does, though. That's one of the things I was going to say, is they're going back to these same fucking chord structures
in
that
Las Vegas right now, the highest,
like, every house song used.
Entertainers are all those DJs. That shit is the biggest fucking thing ever. That shit is the biggest fucking thing ever.
It's brilliant that somebody did this. And they didn't half-ass it either. This is a decently produced track. Of course, it had to go all dubstep. Awesome.
That shit is the biggest fucking thing.
I wonder if that gets played.
Alright, we get it, Bill. Okay, yeah, so that fucking shit is huge.
Short and sweet. That was short techno track.
Yeah.
Short for any song, I think.
He doesn't need the help with the plug, but if you don't listen to Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast, you should be listening to it.
Have we actually smoked it yet?
No. No, we have not. Here, we'll get some proper alien music. I thought of a song today, but it's long.
What song?
Well, I can't tell you all this is playing. Well, we get the alien weed weddy.
Weed weddy?
Weed weddy. Weed weddy.
David Duchovny's bursting into the room.
That would be cool. Hey, calm down, Fox.
Jillian Anderson just won't close her mouth.
Yeah.
It's her and fucking that chick from Twilight. Close your mouth. Both of them always got their bottom, they're hanging their bottom lip open. Close your mouth.
Yeah, what else did I see recently that the chick was doing that the whole movie? God damn it.
I'm scared.
You want to believe, though.
Believe these nuts. All right, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook and following the Weedsman Podcast on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
If you like this show, please tell a friend and visit ChristopherMedia.net.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net.
You can also show your support for the Weedsman when you buy something on iTunes just by clicking on the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. It won't cost you anything extra, and it shows your support for the Weedsman Podcast.
While you're on iTunes, remember to please write a review and rate the Weedsman Podcast 5 stars. Just click on the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net.
Android users can listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free at ChristopherMedia.net by clicking on the Stitcher Radio Player on our homepage. You can also listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free at TuneIn.com or by downloading their free TuneIn Radio app.
Don't forget, you can always listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free across any platform just by going to ChristopherMedia.net.
Seen the People's Court? These nuts.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, the interview at the end.
Yeah. Where I'm unclear. Maybe there's some backstory that is known about the video, but it doesn't seem like he was trying to steer the conversation that way.
It is. Well, it's
he seems caught off guard.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't know. Maybe this guy was on something. Maybe D hit him. Who knows?
He was calling you the suspect in the courtroom.
You see? You know, I don't know. You like know I said, D hit him, so it wasn't me.
No,
was
never D? Mind.
He's nuts. This guy is crazy.
D what?
Huh? D's nuts. Harvey?
The key here is the
same issue. Oh, okay. Never mind.
The bailiff in the back's great, and he's just like... Mm.
The one that I saw earlier was edited, so it looked like he just said... Because then the second time that he says it, he goes, what? Oh, D's nuts. Like I just saw that part, and it looked like he was caught off guard, but no. You see the whole video, and he's like trying to get him to say it, and then flubs at the end.
Right.
D's.
And he's like,
D's hit him.
You ready for this?
Always ready for it, man. Hit me. This is like one of the best scenes. It's getting me pumped up as a kid, man. Are you kidding me? It's
pumped up as an adult.
Wapner does not take shit from anybody. Better not speak out of turn, act like a fool.
Judge,
he'll put you
Joe
in your place.
Wapner, Joseph Wapner.
He was a real honorable judge as well, wasn't he?
Honorable judge.
Was he a real judge?
Oh shit, bongo son.
Yeah.
Tune about bongo solo.
No. No.
Does it matter, Rob?
Yeah, I was kind of curious.
Oh, look it up. Is Dr. Laura really a doctor?
Who gives a fuck?
I hope not. My God.
Yeah, she got her same medical certificates. Issued the same place that gave one to Dr. Pepper.
Listen to listen to that synth.
This is the extended mix.
I don't know if I've ever heard this. They really ratchet up the tension.
Well, you're in court. Oh shit. The extended mix.
This is the 12-inch mix.
Oh no!
The composer really doesn't know where to go with it anymore, though, does he? There he is. Bring it back.
Right there at the breakdown, as I shouted, this whole system is out of order!
Funky as shit.
I like it.
When did People's Court start, though? This was like 80s. Like, they were going for a vibe that was dead a decade earlier.
Oh, hey. Shit!
Is that a theremin? Or is that the Moog?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury,
you decide. Rob, have you seen Black Widow, Age of Me?
No.
No, I haven't. Look that up on YouTube. It's on, this was an SNL skit. I guess Scarlett Johansson was on SNL and they did a spoof movie, a solo Black Widow movie.
You love the Marvel Universe. Avengers, Age of Ultron, Thor, Captain America, Iron Man. But you want to know, why no Black Widow movie? Does Marvel not know Hawkeye how to make a girl superhero movie? Chill. Marvel gets women. Coming in 2016. When it came to life in the big city, Black Widow had it all figured out.
Breaks a heel.
Whoever invented heels and leave them a nasty message.
A huge apartment, great friends, and an internship at Fashion Weekly.
Hanging out at her apartment with Captain America.
Sorry, here.
Leather with a low neckline. Take that off. And put it on the cover of our magazine.
The only thing missing in Black Widow's life...
Such a klutz.
...was love.
Hey, I...
He's got like a big rubber Ultron mask.
Do you have a coffee?
I don't really have time to date any guys now.
So. What about robots?
So...
I don't know why Thor is gay.
Why do you think there's always a guy, Thor?
Honey, you're putting ketchup on your cereal.
From Marvel Studios. And the writers of 27 Dresses. Comes the story of a superhero and her super romance.
He unzips his pants. Wait for it.
Venus activated.
He points at it.
Does he even know anything about you?
Like that your favorite food is ice cream?
Hey, BW, your boyfriend is on the news.
As a robot named Ultron threw a bus at the Fashion Weekly building. And I'd hate to be that guy's girlfriend.
No, I'm never gonna cry again. Yeah, I've done it for the last time. Goodbye.
What are you doing here? You know how much that job meant to me.
I...
Do you even know what my favorite food is?
Pizza?
Thank you.
For Black Widow, why did they use a body double to kick him, though?
But it can also be...
Did you notice that?
Incredible. Where you go?
Paris. France.
But if you go Paris, then who help Hulk? Eat ice cream.
Black Widow, Age of Me.
Wow.
Marvel, we know
girls.
You'd
enjoy that. That's great.
That's all I got, unless you guys want to look at the free giveaways on Craigslist.
I'm good.
ft² of Florida tile. Now, free firewood.
Which one do you think is gay code? Free firewood is the leading contender.
It's all gay code. You just have to translate it. Fiberglass truck cap, 8 feet.
No, that's probably real.
That means butch looking gay man, 8 inches.
Jesus.
You don't know. 6-shelf IKEA bookcase, right?
No, that's probably real.
6-inch Swedish guy. Tall. Broad shoulders. 8-track tapes. Free.
Ha!
It's a black dude. Free hot tub.
There you go. That's gay code. Right there.
Free 24-foot doughboy pool.
Also gay code.
Right. But they're not 24. He's not 24 inches. It's two guys that are 12 inches apiece. It's not what you think. But that's what a doughboy pool is, if you guys didn't know. Free pallets. Free leather couch.
Oh, that is fucking gay code right there. Gave him the leather couch.
Update on the free hot tub. Whoa, what's the update on it? Still have the hot tub. That's the update. I was in the hospital last week and unable to respond to my messages and phone calls.
Did you call?
So I took the ad down. Sorry. Answer a lot of questions. It's a 6 foot by 8 foot, 220 volt. I don't know if it works or not. I cannot confirm operations. Everything is there. It's been sitting in my trailer for about 2 years outside with a cover on it.
And have we got news for you?
My trailed in not pullable, no plates or lights, or and tires are bad. Oh, is I think he's trying to say his trailer's not pullable.
He hasn't had gay sex in a while.
It's currently sitting.
He can't go anywhere. You got to come to him.
He's in a wheelchair is what he's trying to say.
Oh. Well, you know. Everybody needs love, right?
Right. It's on a trailer with, like, no tires. And the brake lights don't work. So the problem is you got to, like, get it home. That's a big-ass hot tub. Can't help move it due to surgery recovery. You will need help to slide it or pick it up.
He's the bottom.
You will need help to slide it or pick it up. Yeah, I would assume so. I don't think I'm moving that thing anywhere on my own. Oh, I was just going to lift the trailer and rickshaw the thing home. And it's rims.
I have 4 red wagons. I was going to tie them all together and wheel the hot tub home that way. Anything else on that list sound like a gay euphemism?
I thought it was another update on the free hot tub, but it was a different one.
Another guy. Still have the hot tub. Went back for follow-up surgery this week. Had to take Ed down again.
How do you have a thing for so long? Like, if I had a hot tub, I would at least hook it up once. To see if the fucking thing worked. But I've got enough white trash in me. I probably would have left it on the trailer and just kept using it.
No, it's a mobile hot tub.
Yeah.
We can go places.
Oh, dude. You can make some money off of that shit. You just hitch that thing to the back of a limo or an F-150. Maybe an F-150. Now, if you got an F-150, you should throw that hot tub right in the bed. And then get that fiberglass truck cap, 8 foot long, slap on top maybe. So you can have some privacy. Please make sure to check out all of the podcasts on ChristopherMedia.net.
Monday and Thursday, it's Unregimented. You can hit them up on Twitter at UnregimentedPod.
Tuesdays and Fridays, the Weedsman Podcast. Tuesdays, you'll find The Nugget, the full show on Fridays. You can reach us at Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Wednesday, you have The Projection Booth. You can hit them up at projection-booth.com. Or on Twitter at ProBoothCast.
Saturday, the Captain's Table is back with Noah. You can reach the Captain's Table on Twitter at Captain's Podcast.
If you like the Weedsman Podcast and you want to show your support, you can donate to Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net.
If you use Amazon.com, please click through the Amazon banner at ChristopherMedia.net and bookmark the link.
It won't cost you anything extra. And when you buy something, you will show your support for the Weedsman Podcast.
If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host the Weedsman Podcast. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking on the banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you are helping to support the Weedsman Podcast.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.